You're with Joe Trilling on ABC Radio Perth and WA.
If you see a homeless person, do you ever stop and say hi, or do you avoid eye contact and cross the street? What should you do? Rhett Hayes has experienced homelessness in Perth and Mandurah, living in his car for about 3 months last year. And Neil Starkey is from St Bart's, which helps people experiencing homelessness, mental health challenges, trauma and hardship. And I'm delighted to say they're both in the studio to discuss a new initiative from St Bart's that encourages you to stop and to say g'day to people experiencing homelessness. Good afternoon, Rhett and Neil.
Afternoon. Hello.
Rhett, if I can start with you, can you just tell me how you came to be living in your car? What had happened?
I was in a long-term relationship with my girlfriend and we broke up, so I had nowhere to go. So, I was stuck to living in my car.
And how long did you have to live in your car?
Roughly 3 months. So, yeah, it was tough.
I can imagine. How did you go? Where were you parked?
I started off in Bunbury, but then I moved down to Mandurah just because I had to get away from stuff. I was down at the Mandurah train station, and, yeah, that's when I got a bit of help from the ranger there. So
it must have been pretty scary, though, at night in the car. Did people come up to you? Or
not particularly. Not that I know of. I was probably asleep even if they did. But, yeah, not that I knew of.
So the day-to-day challenges, though, finding somewhere to have a shower,
correct,
things
yes.
like that. How
yep.
did you go with that?
See, that's it. Everything seems like it's a lot harder in that situation, and it's just to do the little things, it's really, really hard, and it's just, yeah, it really plays with your head.
So what did you do? You just kind of got through day to day?
Yeah, like in Bunbury, they had, getting through, like, with the showers and stuff, the Bunbury, they had, like, public showers. There's always the beach. They've always got a cold shower down there. But, yeah, it's
pretty
trying.
Isolating.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Did anybody ever come and chat to you or ask you if you needed any help?
Not really. You find most people tend to look the other way, you know. It's kind of a taboo kind of subject.
Yeah, rather pretend that they haven't kind of seen you.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
So what was the turning point? When did things start to change for you?
When I was in Mandurah sleeping at my car near the train station, a resident in the local area called the ranger up to report that I was there. The ranger came down and she was actually really, really good. She had a little card thing with homeless helpline on there. She gave that to me and I rang up and, yeah, they put me through to St Bart's. So I ended up coming down to Perth. And, yeah, about 4 days after I actually contacted St Bart's, they had a place for me, which was awesome, you know.
So you were able to move out of the car and into one of the apartments.
Yep.
Did you not know that those kind of services were available, or you hadn't
I
want
did,
to reach
but
out?
Everything was so, so complicated at the time. Like, I was still trying to get over my ex. I was, going through that and just doing all the little things, and just it just seemed so hard to make a phone call and knowing where to ring and who could help us. But that homeless helpline, that was actually really good because they actually give you referrals to all different kind of organisations, and I was lucky enough to land at St Bart's. So.
And also, I guess, the ranger who, as you say, was so kind and just somebody giving you that kind of point in the right direction was enough.
Yeah, definitely.
And
she let me stay there the night. She said, you're fine, just stay here. If we get any more calls, they just weren't going to worry about it. So
I'm speaking to Rhett Hayes, who experienced homelessness last year. He was living in Busselton. A relationship broke down and he ended up living in his car for quite a while. Neil, if I can bring you into the conversation here, Neil Starkey from St Bart's, why have you decided to tackle this particular issue, helping or encouraging people to say g'day and take the time out to have a chat to somebody who's homeless? What have you noticed?
I think there's a stereotype out there of what is a homeless person. Is it somebody sitting in a shop doorway who may be drug or alcohol-fueled, who's abusive? But that's not the true story of homelessness. Homelessness can happen to anyone, any one of us. Your circumstances can be out of your control, and your life spirals, and you end up homeless. So it's about humanising homelessness, helping to understand that homelessness doesn't discriminate. It can happen to anybody. And there's a simple thing that we can all do that has a positive impact on someone who's living on the streets, on their mental health and well-being, and that's to just acknowledge the presence. Say good day. Yes, saying good day is it's an Australian stereotype of how we greet each other. So, you know, let's just do that to everybody. It has such a positive impact on people, just acknowledging that they actually exist.
And it's such a simple thing. Just say good day, get the eye contact, and that makes such a difference. Neil, what do you hear from people who come into St Bart's about how they're treated by people passing them on the street?
Rhett probably knows better than I do, but you hear it all the time. You know, so many people who live at St Bart's have got a similar story. They've had a good job, they've been married, they've had a family, you know, they've worked abroad, and something happens. And it's nothing to do with them, it's not their fault, they're not to blame. And a lot of people feel shame of being in that position. And it compounds all those feelings when people look through you and make you feel invisible and have a huge impact on your self-worth, on your self-respect.
Rhett, maybe if I bring you back in here, would you agree with what Neil says? If people are ignoring you, it really...
Yeah, definitely. I think there's enough shame to being homeless without people judging you. But, I mean, unfortunately, it's a human thing to do, isn't it?
I have to say, at a couple of my local shops, there are often people sort of sitting in the either in the undercover car park because it's dry, there's shelter, or by the door of the shops. And my kids and I always say hi, and I'll often say, "Hey, do you need anything?" And they'll say, "Yeah, that'd be great." And, you know, whether it's some fruit or a cooked chicken. Is that something you'd encourage people to do as well?
You don't even need to say that. It's just that simple acknowledgement. Just, yeah, how's your day going? Yeah, you know, I've always talked to people about how do you interact with a big issue seller? Do you walk past and ignore? Do you buy it? You might not want to buy it, but just, hey, hope you have a good day. That's a simple thing. And then we can build on it from there, but just acknowledge.
And you can understand people's hesitancy or uncertainty. Maybe they're, you know, full of fear, or they're not sure if somebody's going to respond positively. But Rhett, you would say most people should, you know, that they'll just respond with, "Hey," might even have a chat. You might even hear a great story.
Yes, yeah, definitely. But I personally think that you should probably take it the next step and try and give them the information. I mean, it's hard, very hard to do that, I guess, because you never know what sort of reaction you're going to get to it. But, you know, all you can do is try.
And as you said earlier, it's sometimes so difficult because you've got a lot of trauma going on to think clearly or make the right decisions. You didn't know where to go, so all it took was somebody pointing you in the right direction with that phone number.
Yeah, definitely. And it's changed my life. You know, if I wasn't referred to St Bart's, I'd be in a worse place than what I am now. Definitely, 100%.
At 2:45 on ABC Radio Perth and WA, I'm speaking to Rhett Hayes, who was living in his car for a number of months last year and fortunately found his way to St Bart's. And as you say, Rhett, that's changed your life. And Neil Starkey from St Bart's, about a program that's all about encouraging you just to go and say g'day to someone if you see them homeless on the street. Neil, why do you think there's that tendency to avoid people who are homeless?
Probably a lack of understanding. And the fear, like I was saying earlier, about the stereotype of what that person is who's homeless. And like I'm saying, it could be anybody. But I think there's a fear there of not knowing what's going to happen. Yeah, are they going to be aggressive? Are they going to ask me for money? And I don't think that's the case. I've been doing it for a long time, you know, just say hello. I've never had a negative response.
Rhett, can you tell me a little bit about what happened to your mental health during that time that you were in your car?
It's a tough question, but yeah, it definitely wasn't good. It's only been in the last 6 months that I've felt like normal, if I can put it that way. I felt like I've had opportunities where, I mean, I've always had the opportunities there. I've always had a choice, you know, they've been there, but it just seems like it was out of reach. And yeah, now put it this way, I got a job on Saturday, so...
Awesome. What are you doing?
Just working as a kitchen hand in a restaurant, so...
Oh, that's fantastic, Rhett.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So you've got somewhere to stay and you've got a job. Things are looking pretty bright.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Oh, that's wonderful.
He's also an awesome barista.
Ah!
Sorry, mate.
Wow. I don't say that, but people do.
They might get you out of the kitchen and behind the coffee machine soon. Yeah. Fantastic. That's great to hear that. Rhett Hayes and Neil Starkey from St Barnes, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
And Rhett, thanks for sharing your story.
Not a problem.